Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the home of the Black Tornado here, North Medford High School in Medford, Oregon. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, an excavation and road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. Both varsity teams out taking some warm-up shots here at the end of the JV game. Incidentally, the Grants Pass JVs were throttled tonight, 66-43 in the third period. The North Tornado JVs had about six threes in that third period, and that all but buried the Grants Pass Cavemen. They fought to the end, but final score once again, 66-43. But on the floor right now, the varsity taking some warm-ups. Of course, the Black Tornado here in their traditional red and black. They were in the white uniforms with the red and black trim. Cavemen in their traveling blues tonight. More after this from Rob Cole.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Once again, welcome back. You can tell the band is in pretty good form tonight. The crowd a little sparse right now, but it is a Tuesday night. It's a school night, so that's kind of expected when you're out on a Tuesday night. But the crowd continues to build and will right up until the tip-off. Scheduled in about 18 minutes from right now. Well, that's a scene courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for words from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, we're in the second half of the season right now. You've won three games in a row. Consequently, the Tornado playing pretty well right now, too. They won two in a row against common opponents. How is your team psyche coming into this one? You've been playing the best basketball of the season so far.
Yeah.
Are they looking for that?
Yeah, I mean, we're peaking right at the right time, Chuck. Unfortunately, this evening for our team is Tyler McIntosh won't be on the bench with us this evening, and Johnny Broerman won't be here with us. They're not feeling well, couldn't travel with the team this evening, so we'll be down a starter tonight, and so we're going to have, you know, Jordan Rosetta, Zach Deshane, get some play from James Bushmeyer, and actually get Grady McKittrick some minutes tonight to try to cover what T-Mac does for us. None of them can do what T-Mac does for us, but we'll have to figure out some matchups and see how we prevail.
Well, that's a loss. T-Mac's coming off his best game of the year, at least offensively. I think he scored 14 or 16 points in that last game and really just took the court by storm. So he will be missed. Who will get the start in his place?
I haven't talked to Coach Blanchard or Coach Olson, but it'll either be Zach Deshane or Jordan Rosetta. Just depends on what we see North Medford does. If North Medford starts big, we'll start big. If they start small, we'll start small. So it'll either be Jordan or it'll be Zach, one of the two.
All right.
Just looking at comparative scores, both teams have increased their scoring since the first time you met. So I would expect tonight you'd be leaning heavily on your defense here on a rogue court, if you pardon the expression.
Yeah, you know, we Chuck, our message to our boys hasn't changed. You know, staying under 45 points is what our goal is. You know, we feel like at 45 points we can win those games. There's one game we didn't, which was a big one for us. But we feel like if it's under 45 points, it gives us a good chance to win. And we spent a lot of effort and energy on the defensive end. And I'm not saying other teams don't, but we really, really focus on it. So if our boys take breaks, it's usually on the offensive side. So, you know, Luke and Peyton are going to have to be proficient. We're going to need Gavin to step up with some shots tonight. We're going to need Jaden to be a little bit aggressive going to the hole. And, you know, you've seen it. Jordan Rosetta's points as we've gotten into league keep going up and up and up, and his confidence is growing as a freshman, and that's good. We expected that. You know, we expected to start him out slow and get him to where he needs to be, and he's finally caught up to the speed. Even just a little bit before the first round of league, he's doing a great job for us.
Right, his points average has come up. Also, Luke Morgan's average has come up. And, of course, we kind of expect that. Is he basically your team leader on the floor?
Offensively, he's our team leader on the floor. Jaden's our team leader on the defensive side. And right after Jaden is Zach DeShane, those two guys, and T-Mac. You know, those three kind of hunker our defense down. Gavin, believe it or not, is one of our leading rebounders, along with Luke. And so, you know, everybody kind of has their role that they really focus on. But on the offensive side, the boys know that the pecking order is Luke Morgan first, Peyton Bruner second. And that's how we kind of we call enough plays for those guys. And then after that, we go Gavin. So those are our three offensive guys.
Yeah, you mentioned McLean, one of the leading rebounders. That's not a surprise to me. What is a surprise to me is he's the leading one of the leading rebounders for his size. But that comes from placement and anticipation and blocking out. Are those things that you focused on also?
Yeah, you know, focusing on putting our boys in the right positions contingent upon what type of motor they have and what they see on the floor. You know, we're predominantly Coach Olson, Coach Blanchard, and I are all defensive coaches. You know, I wasn't that when I played in high school. I was more of an offensive guy, but since being since being a coach, you know, I've definitely changed my focus, and that's the type of teams that I build. But that's where we spend our focus and effort on. Like, we know that we have to be at our very best on the defensive side to give us a chance, because as you well can see, our free throw percentage isn't great, and we miss a lot of easy shots around the rim, and that's what Luke's gotten better at. Luke's gotten a lot better at finishing the easy shots. He's getting and gaining more confidence, and so is Peyton Bruner. Both those guys are getting a lot more confidence. Gavin's not afraid of the moment or the situation. So, you know, those guys offensively do what we need them to do.
Yeah, both Bruner and Morgan really taking their power to the basket right now, and that's certainly good to see for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll talk about the opponent tonight, the Black Tornado, when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Black Tornado coach, you had them pretty well on your floor. I think about a 20-point win on your floor. They're playing a little bit better ball right now. If you want to compare scores, they beat South Eugene here on this floor by 3. You beat South Eugene on South Eugene's floor by 4. So what's the difference there? What is it? We're talking about home court advantage there. Is there a point level you can put on that?
Yeah, I think when you play on somebody else's floor, I think you give them a plus 10, right? You know, just with the white calls and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that we've always respected North Medford. You know, last year at this place, we had them by 14 going into the fourth quarter, and our boys, you know, let it off the pedal, and we ended up losing that game. And so, you know, our boys remember that game, and they don't want that to happen again. And we'll bring that up again this evening because, you know, when you play here in Medford, lots of different things happen. And, you know, we got to make sure that we're rotating our defense, not reaching in, especially with T-Mac not being here. That gives us really a player down defensively. So our guys that we need on the floor have to play smart, and they have to play aggressive, and they have to do their job. I think that us and North Medford are built similar to each other, with players that each team has. I just think that our players are a lot better on the defensive side. Offensively, I think, you know, both teams have, you know, they have Klug who can go off for 30 plus points. They have a new kid that's scored 30 points that came off from the JV and stuff like that. So, you know, offensively, I think teams are probably pretty closely matched, but defensively, we're a much better team.
Many times playing on the road, you have to adjust to what you're seeing on the floor or what's happening there. Is your team ready to adjust? Are they flexible?
Yeah, you know, we implemented the new defense that you saw up at Willamette. We didn't run it a whole lot. We call orange. But you'll see us at times when our boys need a break and we can't play our high-pressure man-to-man defense. You'll see us drop back into a zone a little bit, and it's not our 1-3-1 that we used to run. We'll drop back and pack the key in just a little bit and make them shoot a little bit. If they hit tonight, then we won't be able to run it. So.
All right. Well, Coach, I want to thank you very much. Once again, I'm assuming we're relying on that defense tonight to come home with a win, number 4 in a row, right?
Yes, that's our goal. You know, the rest of our goal is to win all the games. We don't have the luxury, unfortunately, due to our rankings, to let any of our games go. So the boys realize that. They know that their own destinies within their own hands. And so, you know, they have to put out the product that that they want to be able to win ball games. We've given them the recipe, and we do plenty of film, so they know out there. We know North Medford's out of bounds plays. We know a lot of the stuff that they do. So you know, it's just a matter of us executing on the defensive side to make our job easier on the offensive side.
Shouldn't be any surprises tonight. All right, and I apologize for laughing right out loud when you said that as a player you were offensive minded. Does the nickname Gunner ring a bell?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Chuck, you know that. Everybody that knows me since high school, you know, they understand what type of a player I was back then, and you know, it surprises them when you know they see me really coaching up on the defensive side, because that's where my passion's at now, because that's what can be controlled. I can control the defensive side every night. I can't control who's going to hit shots and who's not.
Defense wins basketball games. Coach, best of luck to you tonight. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking. Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That's Farmers Building Supply for the Grants Pass Caveman tonight. Luke Morgan will get the start, wearing number 24, averaging 12 points per game. Wearing number 3, a senior also, is Gavin McLean, averaging 10 points per game tonight, or throughout the season so far. Wearing double zero, a junior, Peyton Bruner, also getting the start tight, averaging 10 points per game. And another senior, Jaden Jesse, wearing number 44, also starting tonight, averaging 6 points per game. The fifth starter, once again, is still a question mark and will be decided at game time. And it will be either Zach DeShane, a junior wearing number one. He'll work the point. He's averaging almost 3 points per game. And the freshman, Jordan Rosetta, averaging almost 4.5 points per game. So one of those two will be the fifth starter, and that will be decided right at game time, as we understand it. And we'll have more right after this from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. We don't have confirmed starters for the North Medford Black Tornado. What we do have is a good guess based on what we saw when the Black Tornado were at Heater Newman Gym last month. And so we expect a 6'2 sophomore, Traeger Healy, to get the start. That was the young man that Coach Jesse was referring to. He had 10 points in that particular game against us. He hit 2 threes in that contest. Also, a thorn in the caveman side for several years right now, 6'3 senior Houston Klug, just had 4 points in that Grants Pass game. He wears number 11. A 6'4 junior also got the start that night, had 5 points against us, Rowan Alec, and then a 5'11 senior, number 5, the coach's son, Andrew Plankenhorn, had 1 3-point shot against us, and a 5'10 junior, Easton Curtis, wearing number 3. Also got the start on that night. Of course, that remains to be seen what happens tonight, because been a lot of basketball played between then and now. Those are the lineups as we suspect, courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned. Keys to tonight's game coming after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And we'll talk about what we've talked with head coach Jesse, and you know how he feels about defense. So defense will certainly enter into it tonight. But in the absence of a couple of key players, certainly one key player in the form of Tyler McIntosh, who is out with an illness, as is one of the substitutes, John Broerman, who has really been a staple on the JV side and gets some significant varsity minutes. John Broerman, both of those out tonight, not available because of sickness, unable to travel. So take those away, and we'll have to look for some extra offense from a couple of different places. Look for some more offense coming out of Jaden Jesse, who's certainly capable and has hit into double figures many, many times before, averaging about 6 points per game so far this season. But his role so far has been a little different than scoring. His role has been the top defender. He usually draws the toughest defensive assignment, guarding the best player on the opposing team. So that usually takes your scoring percentage down. So look for some more points from Jordan Jesse. Jordan Rosetta, the freshman, if he gets the start tonight, and he'll still get plenty of minutes regardless, is certainly capable of scoring in the double figures. We've seen him do it a couple of times. He's even hit the three a couple of times. So look for some extra offense from Grants Pass Caveman. More after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. All right, in addition to that extra offense, there are two people that the Cavemen really want to control right now, and that's Traeger Healy, number 24, and Houston Klug. Both are very capable of scoring lots and lots of points, high into double figures if given the opportunity. Although we saw a little significant difference in their JV games tonight. They were hitting threes, and they were hitting threes in a hurry and together. So that's one other situation to watch for tonight. One of the keys to tonight's game, controlling the Black Tornadoes' three-point shots. That being said, Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming offering complete vacuum repair and supplies with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. Brought you the keys to tonight's game. Tip-off coming after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register a sponsor or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
National anthem just complete here at the home of the Black Tornado tonight. Perform well by their pep band here. We're about to have the introduction of players. First of all, for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Double zero being introduced. That's Peyton Bruner. Once again, averaging 10 points a game coming into tonight's contest. Look for him to try to expand that 10-point scoring average and add some to it tonight. And number three introduced, Gavin McLean, averaging 10 points a game. Luke Morgan coming in, averaging about 12 points a game. The freshman getting the start tonight, that's Jordan Rosetta, averaging almost 5 points a game. And Jaden Jesse, number 44, getting the start tonight, averaging 6 points a game tonight. Look for Jesse to get into double figures tonight, too, if the Cavemen get things going the way they want to. Now we're about ready to meet the Black Tornado starters today. Easton Curtis getting the start tonight, 5'10 junior. Number four, Rohan Olick, had 5 points against Grants Pass at Grants Pass. And number 24, Traeger Healy. He was the big scorer against Grants Pass in double figures with 10. In our defensive contest, the Cavemen really put out. Joining him is Houston Klug. He's a 6'3 senior. He's been their scoring leader for years, coming in to this season. And number five is Andrew Plankenhorn coming onto the floor. He is the coach's son. As we get ready for this contest, we know the major principles right now as the Cavemen move to the center of the floor. And here come the Tornado. Interestingly enough, I don't see Coach Plankenhorn on the sidelines. I wonder if he's been taken by that bug that seems to be going around taking out a couple of players here. 8 minutes on the clock. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Glad to have you with us as we move to the center of the floor right now with Bruner squaring off against Ollick. Bruner giving up about an inch in height, but high in the air, and it's controlled by the Tornado into the backcourt quickly into the hands of Plankenhorn. Crosses the timeline right front court. Stops there, surrounded by Plankenhorn, pardon me. Left-hand side to Traeger. Then on the wing again to Ollich, then down low. Intercepted by McLean. McLean bounced past the lead pass to Bruner. Bruner gets the free throw line, kicks the ball right back to Rosetta, puts it up and off, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Rosetta steps out, and no, McLean will come over and make the inbounds play as the Cavemen put a box around the key. They break out of that quickly, and Rosetta takes the inbounds pass at the top of the key, right-hand side, then to Morgan, top of the key, then to McLean. Turnaround jumper is off for three. Ball rebound tipped out of bounds, and still going to be Grants Pass basketball. Third opportunity here in the first offensive possession, just underway. This time Rosetta going to make the inbounds play, and he'll look for someone inside and gets the ball way out front, though, to Bruner. Between the circles now, drives to right-hand side. Free throw line stopped there. Looks for help. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Rosetta. Out between the circles again to Jesse. Jesse looks at the coach, then moves his right-hand side. Spins back to the left, top of the key. Drops the ball down low to McLean on the cut. Shot is up. Deflected. No good. Picked up by number 24, Healy. Outlet pass. Long pass down the floor. Shot is up and off. No good. Blocked out of bounds. Klug took the shot. I'm not sure which came and got a hand on it. Well, coming in bounds in the hands of the Tornado from their end of the floor. Almost the first minute gone by here. No score on the board yet. Inbounds play comes down to Klug, and they're going to call, I believe, Jesse. No. Number 32, Rosetta. Rosetta will get the first whistle tonight. So inbounds play once again for the Tornado coming from the in line. Bounce pass down low to Healy. Shot is up and good, and Healy's got the first two. It's 2-0. Tornado. Inbounds play quickly for Grants Pass. Goes into the hands of McLean. Saunders down the right-hand side. Crosses the timeline on the right front court. Looks for help. Goes in the right wing then to Jesse. Jesse's got room right corner. No shot out front then to Rosetta. Left-hand side to Morgan down low to Bruner in the paint. Four-footer put up is off. No good. Rebound comes out of bounds again, and I think this is still going to be Grants Pass basketball. Got them a fresh 35 at any rate. Little pause here while McLean reties his shoe. Back home in a Heater Newman gym next Friday night, folks. South Eugene will be in town. And McLean has a problem with his shoe. I think he's broken the shoelace. So quickly, Deshane is up and into the contest. McLean looked at the bench. Coach, help. All right, inbounds play quickly out front to Jesse. Right-hand side to Deshane. On the wing, right-hand side, Bruner. Head fakes, gets into the paint, pushes one up. That is good. And Bruner, Danchers, we're tied at 2. 6.5 to play here, first period on the drive, right-hand side. Tornado kicks the ball left-hand side into the corner. Shot is up from Ollick, and it's good for 3. But Ollick will pick up his first 3 tonight. He had one of those against Grants Pass at Heater Newman. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Bruner. Bounce pass down low to Morgan on the baseline right-hand side. Top of the key to Deshane. Lays one up off, no good. Board taken down by the Tornado. Loose basketball picked up by Morgan. Right-hand side to Jesse. Left-hand side to Deshane. Lays one up off glass, and Deshane finds 2. And the Cavemen lead it 5-4. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes against token opposition, but Plankenhorn brings the ball down. It stops right-hand side on the wing. Bounce pass inside. Tried to get the ball to Healy. Healy, top of the key, bounce pass to Klug on the drive. Shot is up and good. He was fouled. He'll get another shot. So Klug gets his first 2, and we're trading the lead back and forth. It's 7-4. I think they put a score up wrong here. I've got 7. No, 7-4 is correct. At the free throw line, number 11, Houston Klug. I don't have a He didn't shoot free throws, Grants Pass, for some reason. Didn't get any whistles. But we assume that he's a very good shooter. From past experience, shot is up and good. Nothing but net. He's got three in the basketball game. Caveman down 8-4, 5:37 to play. To Shane down the right-hand side. Lead pass up right-hand side to Bruner. Attacks along the baseline. Floats one up. That's good. And Bruner answers. Caveman have six. It's 8-6 right now. 5:27 on the clock. First period action. Blankenhorn left-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Healy. Right-hand side. Then to number three, that's Curtis. Curtis, top of the key, drives to the left-hand side, looks for help, gets the ball to Plankenhorn, left-hand side. Looks down low, puts the ball on the floor himself, crosses to the right-hand side, stops up front, goes left-hand side, then to Healy. Healy head fakes, drives, lays one up, that is good. Healy, quick first step, and he's got 4 points, and it's 10-6. Grants Pass down by four. Here comes DeShane down the right-hand side for Grants Pass. Stops right front court, keeps the dribble alive. Looks for guys on the cut. Can't find anybody yet. Moves in closer. Gives the ball top of the key to Jesse. Jesse looks down low. Flips the ball right-hand side to McLean on the wing. Head fakes. Gets the free throw line. Paul bounced away. Whistle stops the action. And going to be Grants Pass ball. Inbounds from the inline. And DeShane comes over to make the play. McLean and he... jockeying back and forth. Inbounds play from DeShane. Lobs it into Bruner at the free throw line. Bruner head fakes, drives, gets down the paint. Power move up, off no good. Was off balance, taken down by Klug. Klug on the run, 3-on-3 break, top of the key. Goes right hand side. Shot is up from Olich, and it's good for three. That's his second three of the night. So he's got six. 13-6. Rads passed out early here, 4:22 to play. First period. Ball left hand side to Bruner, left front court. Back right-hand side, then to McLean. He'll answer with a two from the top of the key. So McLean finds a range. His first two of the basketball game, 13-8 to score. And here come the Tornado now. Ball in the hands of Klug out front. Head fakes, drives all the way, puts one up. That is no good. He was – Bruner met him high in the air and will be assessed a foul, I'm relatively sure. We'll see as the official comes to the side. Klug already standing at the free throw line. And the foul is, in fact, on Bruner. So Bruner will pick up his first second team foul on, check that, that's the third team foul on Grants Pass in this quarter. So Klug goes to the free throw line. One for one, hits the front of the iron, balanced there, and then fell through. He's got 4 points in the contest. Morgan had been getting a little breather, and Bruner sits down. One more shot coming for Klug. Shot is up and good. So Klug, 3-for-3 from the charity stripe, has 5 points in the contest tonight. And the Cavemen find themselves down by 7, 8-15. DeShane into the forecourt quickly. Off the right-hand side. Finds McLean on the wing. McLean, right-hand side on the wing. Looks for help. Gets the ball high post then to Rosetta. Rosetta spins and fires from the free throw line. It's deflected, but Rosetta retrieves it. Turns and drives to the right-hand side. Stops, gets the ball back out front to McLean. McLean drives to the baseline. Looks for room there. Ball comes out on the in-line, and they're going to give it right back to the Tornado. 3:36 on the clock. First period action. Caveman down by 7, 15-8. Ball in the hands of Plankenhorn for the Tornado. Plankenhorn, and he's now uncontested, crosses the timeline. McLean picks him up there. Ball left-hand side to Klug. Klug rolls the ball down the right-hand side. Lost control of it. Picked up quickly by Rosetta. Outlet pass to McLean quickly to Jesse. Jesse outnumbered, flips the ball back out to McLean, left-hand side on the wing. On the cut, Jesse lays one up and in, and Jesse finds two for Grants Pass. And it's 17-10, 3:11 on clock. Long pass down to Klug, and Klug answers at the far end with another one. Klug gets his seventh point in the basketball game, and it's 17-2. They didn't put up Jesse's shot. Ball right-hand side to McLean. Now they've got it up. McLean right-hand side with the basketball moving, gets the ball to Morgan. Morgan to DeShane, top of the key. DeShane can't penetrate. Left-hand side to McLean. Bounce pass down low to Morgan at the low post. Morgan tries to get in the paint. Draws a triple team. Flips it right-hand side in the corner to DeShane for three. It's off. No good. Long rebound taken out of Rosetta's hands, and it's going to be a foul on the Tornado. Foul called on Klug, so Klug will pick up the first infraction on the Tornado tonight. First team foul on the Tornado in this period. 2:38 left here in the first stanza. Inbounds play for the Cavemen. coming from the end line, our end of the floor, with DeShane going to make the play. DeShane looks up front. Jesse gets the ball left-hand side. Launches the three that is just off. No good. High for the rebound. Left-hand side is Curtis. Curtis, right-hand side to play. Pardon me.
Let's check that. New man on the floor. That is 30. Scott, or Dylan Scott.
Left-hand side over to Aulich. Aulich on the wing, left-hand side. Down low. Big man goes up with it. He is blocked by Bruner and tied up by DeShane for a jump ball. At least that's what the Caymen are calling for. On the alternate possession rule, I believe it still belongs to the Tornado.
That big guy is Lucas Whittle Johnson,
6 foot six junior. And he's that broad across the shoulders, too.
Inbounds play coming from the end line from Aulich.
Aulich will make the play now with Morgan standing right in front of him. And whistle stops the action. The officials want to have a chat. I'm not sure what's happened here.
Oh, they're going to give the ball right back to the Caveman.
.216 on the clock here. First period action. Caveman down by 7, 17 to 10. McLean and DeShane in the backcourt, but DeShane with the basketball. Uncontested. Picked up right at the timeline by the Tornado defense. High post into Rosetta. Rosetta spins and fires and nails an 18-foot two. So Rosetta finds his first two in the basketball game, and it's a 5-point game, 17-12. Ball in the hands quickly of Scott out front. Gives the ball to Klug. Left-hand side drive. The free throw line elevates there. Shot is up. Hits the iron. Rolls off. No good. Rosetta rebounds for Grant's pass. Brings the ball down himself. Right-hand side on the floor. Drops it off at the timeline to DeShane. And DeShane right front court. Slides down across the top of the key. Left-hand side. Stops there. Looks it down low to Morgan. Morgan powers it up to the glass. Off. No good. Too hard. Rebound by Morgan. Puts it back up and in. And Morgan has his first two. A minute 33 left here in the first period. 17-14. A three-point game. Ball left-hand side to Klug. Now is the Tornado back on the attack. Aulich left-hand side. Morgan surrounds him. Don't want him shooting threes. Long pass down low on the alley-oop to Klug. Slapped out of bounds. And it came out off of Bruner, who had Klug fronted. A minute 20 left. Jesse had been getting a little breather. And number 23 comes in. Buschmeyer for Grant's pass. So the Cavemen have Jesse, Buschmeyer, Bruner, Morgan, and McLean on the floor. Inbounds play coming from the inline for the Tornado. Out front, top of the key. Klug gets the inbounds pass. Drives on Bruner. Puts up a shot that Bruner slaps away out of bounds. 17-14 the score. 1:16 to play. Did we have a foul called? No, it's just going to be... just going to be Tornado ball inbounds. A minute 16 showing on the clock in the first period. Ball left-hand side to Aulich. Aulich surrounded by Buschmeyer to the free throw line. Jumps from there. Off no good. Rebound. Bruner. Lead pass out right hand side to McLean. But McLean has bad numbers in front of him. Slows it down. Waits for help. Gives the ball up front to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball. Moves off to the left hand side. Finds Bruner on the wing left. Bruner drives the baseline. Has room. Elevate. Shot is up off glass. Won't go. Bruner rebounds. Puts it back up and in. And Bruner gets his third field goal. He's got six in the basketball game, and it's a one-point contest. 17-16, 47 seconds left here in the first stanza. Behind-the-back dribble by Scott to get by the defense of McLean. Moves off to the left-hand side. Gets in the paint. Kicks it right-hand side where the ball is slapped away out of bounds by Bruner. 38 seconds left here in the stanza. DeShane checks back in for Grant's pass, and Morgan comes back out. 38.3 seconds showing on the clock right now. 17-16 is the score. Grants Pass has turned up their defense here just a little bit. Inbounds play coming from the right-hand side by Curtis. Out front, then shot is off for three. Off no good. Long rebound still being contested out front. Picked up right-hand side by Scott. Kicked into the corner. Back out front to Scott. Scott top of the key. 26 seconds on the clock. Jesse comes after him. They've got a four-quarter set up on the drive right-hand side. Scott with the basketball, then backs away. 18 seconds on the clock. Klug in one corner. Moving to the center of the court right now. Scott with the basketball gets a pick from the big guy. Drives all the way, lays one up. That's no good. Rebound taken down by Buschmeyer. Gives the ball out to McLean. 5 seconds on the clock. McLean has to hurry. Counting it down. Long three-point attempt is hits the front of the iron. Off. No good. That's the way the first period will end with the Caveman down by a point. 17-16. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
I need to tell you the first period brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Give them a call at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. And the second quarter brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement. More about Diamond Home Improvement. Let me get the opportunity. Inbounds play for the Tornado to get the second period started. Tornado nursing a one-point lead. 17-16 on the drive. Right-hand side, Scott off balance. Throws the ball back out to Plankenhorn. Back inside to Will Johnson. Stolen back by Grant's pass. Gives the ball up to McLean. McLean checks with his coach on the way down the floor. Crosses the timeline on the left front court. Draws the triple team. Gives the ball off to Deshane. Deshane to the right-hand side. Stops out front. Loops the ball high post into Rosetta. Rosetta down low to McLean. But a whistle stopped the action before he could get the shot off. A foul away from the ball, I think. And Morgan is involved. I think this is going against Morgan. We'll see. That's the call. So Morgan, that was away from the basketball, I did not see it. They have that as his second. .732 showing on the clock, second period. Still 17-16. Here comes the Tornado with the basketball. Dylan Scott has it in the right front court. Drops the ball off quickly to Torres. Torres out front. Hands the ball off again to Henry. Henry right-hand side to Scott. Goes up with a shot that's partially deflected. And Rosetta clears the board for Grant's pass. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Hands it off to Deshane in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline on the attack. Moves off to the right-hand side. Gives the ball up to Brunner. Brunner to the free throw line. Kicks the ball into the corner to Deshane for three. Hits the back of the iron. Off, no good. Long rebound to Torres. Torres pushing the ball down. It's the three-on-three break. Torres all the way. Lays one up. That is good. And Torres comes off the bench and finds two for the Tornado. It's 19-16. Grant's pass down by three. Deshane right-hand side. Right front court. Goes left-hand side. Then to McLean. McLean with the basketball. Crosses the top of the key to the right-hand side. Hands off to Brunner. Brunner now back to the left-hand side. Launches the three from the top of the key. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Goes up with a shot that is deflected and in control by the Tornadoes. Number 24, that's Henry. Gives the ball right back to Torres. And Torres brings the ball down uncontested. Crosses the timeline on the right-hand side. As the Cavemen still show that matchup zone. Torres lays it up. Finds a little seam and caught the Grants pass. Defense flat-footed. 21-16, the score 6-19 to play. Head coach Jesse up on the floor, talking to his players as Deshane takes the ball down on the right-hand side, flips the ball left-hand side to Brunner. Brunner in the corner then quickly to Jesse. Jesse puts the ball on the floor, brings it back out front, hands it off to Deshane. Deshane drives the baseline, then backs away, drops it off to Rosetta, who will launch the three, and he nails it. No, they just say it's a two. 4 points for Rosetta. It's 21-18. 2:52 showing on the clock. Here comes Torres again for the Tornado. Top of the key. Stops there. Stutter step. Kicks the ball left-hand side. Olich. Olich launches a three, and that's his third three of the night. 9 points for the young man. And it's 24-18. Can't let him shoot beyond the arc. Deshane now brings the ball down across the timeline out front. Left-hand side to McLean. Bounce pass to Rosetta down low at the post. Goes hard to the glass. Hits the bottom of the basket with the shot. Ball out of bounds. From our angle, I would have said it would have been Tornado ball, but I'm not sure. It's going to go back to Grant's pass. We're down just two rows up off the floor. Ball out front then to Rosetta. Hands the ball off to Deshane to the top of the key. He'll launch another three. Rims it out. No good. Long rebound, though, to McLean. McLean left-hand side. Gives the ball out to Rosetta on the wing. Out front then to Jesse. Jesse tries to run. Caveman attacking the left-hand side of that zone for the Tornado. Out front to Rosetta. Now to the right-hand side to Brunner. Brunner penetrates. Powers one up from about 4 feet up front. Wouldn't go. Gets the rebound back. Shovels it down low to Rosetta. He goes hard to the glass and finds it. 6 points for Rosetta. 24-20. Grant's Pass down by four. Bankenhorn on the drive all the way. Lays one up and is fouled by Jesse. So Jesse will pick up the infraction. I have that as the third. Is that right? Scoreboard says two. Yeah, it is two. It is two. At the free throw line, number five, Plankenhorn. First trip to the charity stripe tonight. Shot is up and good. Still don't see head coach Plankenhorn on. I don't know that he's sick. Doesn't seem to have a deleterious effect on the Tornado. They're playing well. Plankenhorn hits the first free throw, has another shot here. Shot is up and good, so he finds two there into the contest. Brady McKittrick for Grant's Pass. So it's Bruner, Jesse, McLean, McKittrick, and Mosetta. Head coach Jesse up calling a play as Jaden Jesse goes to the right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick, right-hand side on the wing. Head fakes, looks out front, finds Bruner top of the key. And Bruner, an alley-oop down low, trying to get to Rosetta. Rosetta tied up, couldn't even get off the floor to get it. Turns the ball over, gives the ball to the Tornado. In the backcourt, it's clued to Plankenhorn, and Plankenhorn comes down the left-hand sideline. Wearing pink shoes, just to give you some of the color here. Plankenhorn out front, right-hand side quickly to Scott. Scott spins, comes back out front, gives the ball up to Torres between the circles, bounce pass left-hand side again to Healy. Healy left-hand side to Klug, quarter left, back out to Healy on the wing. Healy head fakes, takes a step inside, can't find anything, back out front to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn, alley-oop down low to Klug. Klug, great move up in the air, puts it up and in. Athletic move, he's got 9 points in the contest now. Caveman back on the attack, left-hand side, McLean on the wing. Shovels down low, tried to get to Jesse on the cut. Jesse couldn't control it, goes out of bounds. Ball goes right back to the Tornado. And Morgan checks in for Grant's Pass, and McLean sits down. Gets a little low five for the coach. Goes to the end of the bench. 28-20, Grant's Pass down by eight right now. 3:57 to play. Inbounds play uncontested in the backcourt by Grant's Pass. Comes to Torres, just now walks across the timeline. McKittrick comes out after him as he came and showed that 2-3 zone in high post to Klug. Slapped away out of bounds. Still going to be Tornado basketball. Out off Jesse, I believe. Scott will make the inbounds play just in front of the Grants Pass bench. Alley-oop way out front to Torres. Torres just outside that center circle. Takes a step in against McKittrick. Can't get by him. Lobs it into the corner. Right-hand side to Scott. Back out to the top of the key to Klug. Left-hand side to Torres. He nails the three. So Torres with 7 points in the basketball game now. And the Caymans down by 11 suddenly. 31-20. 3:25 to play. Jesse into the forecourt. Drives the left-hand side. Kicks the ball into the corner. Left-hand side to McKittrick. One of the three did not pull the trigger. Out to Rosetta, who does. Rebound, Bruner down low. Spins into the paint. Floats one up that rolls off. Boy, just can't buy one inside tonight. 31-20 the score. 3:08 to play. First half. Caveman basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Caveman basketball inbounds in the end line. Rosetta will make the play as they put that picket fence across the baseline. And breaking out of that, Jesse to the top of the key gets the inbounds play. Then back into the paint to Morgan. Morgan hard to the glass. Five-footer right-hand side won't go. Rebound tipped away to Plankenhorn for the Tornado. They come back 3-on-3 again. Gives the ball up to Torres on the fly down the lane. Goes right up and lost it out of bounds. And they say either McKittrick or Jesse got a hand on it to slap it away. So it's going to be Tornado basketball inbounds in the end line. 2:53 to play in the first half of the Caveman. Down by 11, 31-20. Plankenhorn will make the inbounds play and comes out left wing then to Klug. Klug gives it left-hand side to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn stutter step, lobs it right-hand side to Torres in the corner. He'll launch another three. That rattles in and out, no good. High for the rebound is Rosetta. Outlet goes to Bruner down the right-hand side himself. To the top of the key. Stripped of the basketball by Torres as he elevated. Torres comes down the floor, top of the key. Goes left-hand side, then to Healy. Healy elevates, shot is up and off. No good. Rebound contested and finally slapped out of bounds. I think it's going to be Grant's Pass ball. It is. Off of Klug. Klug was battling with Rosetta. That's a fun battle to watch. Those two guys going at each other. Klug, the senior. Rosetta, the freshman. Freshman getting some lessons. and reacting well. Inbounds play for Grants Pass comes from Bruner to McLean. McLean wants down the floor. Heyman down by 11, looking for some points here. McLean, top of the key for three. Rattles it home. There it is. So McLean finds three. He's got five in the basketball game. It's 31-23. Torres back down quickly for Grants Pass. Looks for help. Gives the ball left-hand side to Healy. Healy drives, kicks the ball on the wing left to Plankenhorn. Back out to Healy, top of the key. Drives, gets in the paint. Floats one up from 5 feet, and it's good. So Healy gets his third field goal. He's got six, and it's a 10-point game. 33-23, 1:53 to play. McLean slides down the floor right through the center. The timeline. Trying to get the ball to Rosette at the high post. It was clapped right back to him. Controlled it right back to Rosette at the high post. Looks down the lane. Tries to penetrate himself back out front to Bruner. Bruner elevates at the free throw line and nails it. So Bruner's got eight. And he's keeping Grant Fast close right now. It's 33-25. Still an 8-point game. Ball left-hand side. Torres with the basketball to Healy on the wing. Healy surrounded then. Gives the ball in the corner to Olich. Olich elevates. Shoots again. This one from 18 feet off. No good. Rebound to McLean. So McLean brings the ball down himself. Crosses the timeline out front between the circles now. Directs traffic himself as he slides to the right-hand side. Torres comes after him, loses the dribble, gives it up then to Rosette. Rosette penetrates, has a lane, goes lane, lays it up and in. So Rosette with 8 points. So Rosette and Bruner keeping the game in close. It's 33-27. Final minute here in the first half. Ticking away now. Plankenhorn out front with the basketball. Lobs it right-hand side to Healy. Back out front to Plankenhorn. Launches the three from 22 feet. Nails it. So Plankenhorn's first points come from beyond the arc and makes it 36-27, 42 seconds left. See if the Cavemen can answer. Ball in the hands of McLean. He'll be picked up by Torres at the timeline. Drives by him to the free throw line, penetrates, and a foul called. It'll go against the Tornado. Olich, I think, we'll see as the man comes to the side. No, it's Torres. Torres will pick up the infraction. His first and the first team foul on the Tornado. This period, 34 seconds, a little more than 34 seconds left, 34 and change. Inbounds play from the Cavemen from the inline to put that picket fence across the back line. And coming down low this time to Rosette. Spins hard to the glass. Up won't go. Tips it up, still won't go. Fighting for the rebound still against Olich. And a foul call this time on Rosette. Rosette shakes his head affirmative and walks back down the court. So Rosette will pick up his second. I have that as a third team foul on Grants Pass this period. Inbounds play in the backcourt coming from the Tornado. And I think the Tornado want a timeout. No. Looked like their coach was up. 28.5 ticks left here in the period. Now there's a timeout taken by the Tornado here. 28 and a half seconds left. 36-27. Grants Pass down by 9. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here as the play will be resumed here momentarily. There's a buzzer calling both teams back to the floor right now. The Cavemen send out Deshane, McLean, Bushmeyer, Bruner, and Jesse. And bounce play for the Tornado. Far into the floor, the backcourt comes into Torres, working shoulder to shoulder against Deshane, both men wearing number one. Crosses the timeline, spins out front, 19 seconds left. Ball comes out to Klug, comes out to help. Left front court, gets a little pick, drives to the left-hand side, hands the ball back to Torres. Bruner comes after Torres to surround him. Torres tries to drive by, does get by, lays one up, that is good, and Torres, that quick, picks up his 9 point in the basketball game. 3-2, Jesse fires at half court, just misses it, a long three. At the end of the first half of play, the Cavemen trail by 11, 38-27. We'll be back with the second half. Right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. I need to tell you that today's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement right on the north end of town at the top of 7th Street. You need something for the home. Diamond probably has it. At any rate, let's move on. Time now for halftime statistics. In the first half, the Cavemen trail right now 38-27. The Cavemen trailed at the end of the first period by just one, 17-16. We're outscored in the second period 21-10. Grants Pass's scoring came on 13 field goals, 1 3-pointer. Grants Pass did not get to the free throw line. They were whistled for 6 fouls compared to 2 fouls whistled against the Black Tornado. The Black Tornado had one more field goal, 14, but 5 of them were 3-pointers. They were also 5 for 5 from the free throw line. That's a sign of a very, very good basketball team as we get further into this contest. Now, once again, those are the numbers we have. Let's run down some of the individual numbers. We'll do that when we come back right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down, first of all, the North Medford Black Tornado individual stats. Miguel Torres coming off the bench has 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 9 points in the first half. He has 1 foul. Eason Curtis in a starting role. Did not figure in my scoring line, but did get significant minutes. Andrew Blankenhorn, 1 3-point field goal, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points and no fouls. Rowan Olich has 3 field goals, all threes. He has 9 points and no fouls. Houston Klug has, 9 points. So we've got 3 Black Tornado players with 9 points in the first half. Klug's 9 points came on 3 field goals and 3 for 3 shooting from the charity stripe. And Traeger Healy has 3 field goals, 6 points, and no fouls. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. James Buschmeyer has several minutes in the first half. Didn't figure to my scoring line. Jordan Rosetta in the starting role tonight picked up 4 field goals, 8 points, and 2 fouls. Zach DeShane coming off the bench has 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Jaden Jesse, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Gavin McLean has 5 points on a 3 and a 2 and no fouls. Luke Morgan, 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. And Peyton Bruner once again tying Rosetta for leading score for Grants Pass with 8 points on 4 field goals. He has a single foul. Well, those are halftime stats, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for first half analysis, courtesy of the Neuro Clinic, after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at DiamondHI.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion and motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and then treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine on the Williams Highway. Now the Grants Pass Cavemen just coming out of the locker room right now with about 3 minutes left on the warm-up clock here. And we'll try to give you some analysis. See, Black Tornado playing a little bit more up-tempo contest than we're used to seeing, or at least that we saw at Heater Newman Gym last month. So a little more up-tempo right now, and they're hitting some threes. Once again, 5 threes in the first half, and that was the same thing we saw happen in the first game with the Grants Pass JVs. They really hit a barrage. The Tornado really hit a barrage of threes. That's what happened in the first half here. So the Grants Pass Cavemen defense, which held this Black Tornado team to 43 points in Grants Pass, has allowed them 38 points here in the first half. So look for head coach Jesse to turn up that defense. At the same time, got to look for some offense. We'll figure out where that's going to come from when we come back right after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Well, the Cavemen came out looking for some offense from some different areas, and they're getting some of that offense from different areas. Rosetta and Bruner are both ripping the net score at about 16 points in the first period. 27 points is actually a pretty good point total for Grants Pass in a half of basketball, because they're averaging about 53 points a game throughout the entire season. But it's going to take more than that to win this game tonight. But McLean just has 5, and Morgan only have 2. If Bruner and Rosetta can hold their pace, Jesse and perhaps DeShane pick up a couple of more, and Luke Morgan have his average, we'll be right there at the end. At the same time, they've got to turn up that defense a little bit to get this game under control. Well, that halftime analysis has been brought to you by the Neuro Clinic on the Williams Highway. Second half tip-off coming after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first-ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Third quarter brought to you by Evergreen Federal Bank, serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. They came in about ready to put the ball in the play. They do, and it's Jesse to McLean to get this second half underway. Right-hand side to Bruner, then into the corner to Jesse, right-hand side. Jesse moves out to the wing, looks down low, finds Morgan there. It's deflected as Morgan was double-teamed, front and back, picked up by Plankenhorn, and Plankenhorn brings the ball down for the Tornado. With their first offensive possession here in the third quarter. Ball out front then gives the ball up to number three, Curtis. Right back to Plankenhorn. Bounce pass the right-hand side to Klug. Klug goes high, loose to the basketball, and it's retained by Rosetta for Grant's pass. Lead pass up to Jesse. Left-hand side on the sideline. Comes center court now to the top of the key to the free throw line. Left-hand side in the corner to Rosetta for three. Misses everything. Picked up, though, by Morgan, and Morgan puts it back up and in. And the Cavemen get the first two of this half. It's 38-29. Ball in the hands of Plankenhorn for the Tornado. Comes in, Jesse picks him up, follows into the right-hand side, hands the ball off to Klug. Klug back off to Healy as they go into a little shuffle out front. Left-hand side to Plankenhorn, spins at the free throw line, comes back to Healy, left-hand side to Klug, trying to loosen the caveman zone defense up. Klug elevates, shoots the three from the wing, and it's good. Just two for Klug this time. He's got 11 points in the basketball game now, 40-29. McLean into the forecourt, right front court. Gets a pick from Bruner, moves off to the left-hand side, has room, launches the three and nails it. And McLean finds an extra three. He's got 8 points in the basketball game right now. And it's 40-32, an eight-point margin. Plankenhorn comes right back for the Tornado, right-hand side on the wing. Ball out front, deflected by Jesse, but saved by Klug before it goes into the backcourt. Left-hand side to Olich. Olich alley-oop down low, looking for Klug. Klug elevates, hard to the glass, it's good. Get him inside. He's tough. That's 11, 13 points for Klug. 42-32, a 10-point game. Here comes Jesse for Grant's pass. Drives, spins into the paint, goes hard to the glass, floats one up. That's good. And Jesse finds a couple of points. So the Cavemen getting some of those extra points from areas we talked about a little bit. To the left-hand side comes Plankenhorn. Back out front to Olich. Olich fakes the right-hand side, then goes right again to Curtis. Curtis bounce pass down low to Klug on the baseline. Gives it right back to Curtis in the corner. Launches a three that's short. Rebound falls into the hands of Rosetta for Grant's pass. And the freshman brings the ball down himself. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Right front court. Still moving with the basketball. Elevates for three and missed everything. Oops. He can hit the three. We're just a little off. Looks severely chagrined as he walked back down the floor. Ball retrieved before it goes out of the gym. And into the hands of the Tornado. That's Klug to Plankenhorn in the backcourt. And they head down the court uncontested. Jesse will pick up Plankenhorn right front court. Ball left-hand side to Klug. Quickly to Olich, left-hand side. Olich looks down low, back out front to Healy. Bounce pass right-hand side. Again to Curtis, then bounce pass down low to Klug. Back out front to Plankenhorn for three from 22. And he nails it, and Plankenhorn gets his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in the basketball game, 45-34 the score. Cavemen still on the short end of it. Bruner left-hand side with the basketball. Still moving on the wing. Backs out, alley-oop down low to Morgan. Morgan's ball deflected and picked up. Goes out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass basketball inbounds from the sideline, I believe. Just up from the end line. No, about 10 feet up from the end line. Rosetta over to make the play and... he flips it down low to McLean. McLean surrounded immediately. Ball slapped out of his hands, and that'll draw a foul. McLean on the floor, but he's all right. 45-34 the score. Grant's pass on the short end of this one. Foul called on Easton Curtis. That's his first team foul on anybody here in the second half. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from there into the floor from McLean. Alley-oop out front then to Morgan. Hands the ball off to McLean, who tries to drive. Left-hand side to Bruner, who launches a three. It's off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of Plankenhorn, and Plankenhorn slides it down quickly. Goes right-hand side to Healy. Healy with the basketball, flips it left-hand side to Olich. Olich, left-hand side on the wing, back out front to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn calls a play. Starts to move to the right-hand side. Gets a little pick to try to get rid of Jesse. Can't do it, but drives all the way. Shot is off, no good. Rebound taken down by Morgan. Lead pass out quickly to by McLean. Goes all the way, lays one up. That's good. And McLean picks up his 10th point in the basketball game. 45-36. Lead pass up right-hand side quickly to Curtis. Curtis back out front to Plankenhorn, and the Tornado slows down and resets for their half-court offense. 26 seconds on the time clock. On the shot clock, going on the left-hand side. Back out front then to Healy. Healy for three, right-hand side. It's off. Long rebound to Morgan. To Jesse, and Jesse walks it down. Each team giving the other about half the court now. Not much pressure being applied full court tonight so far. Jesse into the forecourt right now. 3:48 to play in the third. Right-hand side to McLean. McLean puts down low, drives left-hand side, gets in the paint. Floats went up from about 8 feet. I believe he drew the foul probably from Olich. We'll see. No, number three. That goes against Curtis. That'll be the second on Curtis. Going to the free throw line is Gavin McLean, an 83% free throw shooter. The Cavemen can use them all tonight. Official over talking to head coach Jesse. It's congenial. And shot is up and hits the front of the iron at all. So DeShane checks in and Jesse gets a little breather. One more shot coming from McLean. One more shot. It's up, and this one's good. 11 points for McLean. Inbound play in the backcourt quickly to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn into the forecourt. Left-hand side to Klug. Left-hand side to Olich. Olich looks down low. Back out front to Healy between the circles. Bounce pass right-hand side then to Curtis. Curtis brings the ball up front, spins, goes back to the right-hand side. Still moving with the basketball, right front court. Trying to get by McLean's defense. Drives by, elevate, shot is up, off, no good. High rebound goes out of bounds, I believe, off of Morgan. It's going to be Tornado basketball inbounds from the end line. 3:16 to play here, third period. Caveman basketball, you're listening to on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Klug makes the inbounds play, an alley-oop to Olich at the top of the key. Right-hand side quickly to Healy. And Healy fouled by Rosetta. And Rosetta again talking to himself. So freshman will do that. So Rosetta will pick up. That'll be his third of the basketball game. And the first team foul is half on the Grants Pass Caveman. McKittrick checks into the basketball game. And Rosetta sits down. Ball out front quickly for the Tornado to Plankenhorn. Gives the ball up quickly. Back left-hand side then to Plankenhorn. Left-hand side in the corner to Klug. Klug puts the ball on the floor. Looks, tries to drive by Bruner. Does get some room, but kicks it right-hand side to Olich for three from the corner. And he nails it again. Olich is fourth three of the night. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. 48-37. 2:49 to play. Ball to Bruner. Right-hand side, Bruner to the free throw line. Elevates there and just off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Healy for the Tornado. Drops the ball right back to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn picked up by DeShane in the backcourt. No more giving him half the court right now. DeShane's all the way. Man-to-man defense now by Grants Pass. Ball out front between the circles to Klug. Klug working against... Well, left-hand side. The ball goes to Olich. Kicks it right back to Healy. Out front then to... Curtis back left-hand side to Olich in the corner for three again, and this one's just off. So he's not perfect. He does miss. DeShane gets a long rebound, slides the ball down quickly, crosses the timeline right at center court, crosses the right-hand side, gets McLean on the wing, right-hand side. McLean looks down low, tries to drive out front, penetrate, tries to spin down low. Spinning shot goes up with a shot, draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. Or no, we've got a timeout call by the Cavemen. 48-37 is the score right now. A minute 57 to play. We'll be back right after this 60-second Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
48-37 the score here. Grants Pass trails primarily due to a barrage of 7 3-point shots that have dropped for the North Bedford Black Tornado, plus 5 for 5 shooting from the free throw line. 48-37, that's the margin right there. McKittrick going to make the inbounds play for Grants Pass. Goes to Jesse right hand side in the corner. Out front to McLean. Left hand side to McKittrick for 3. Rims it out. No good. Rebound controlled by Torres. Smallest man, almost the smallest man on the floor. He and DeShane are pretty close. Torres brings it down the right hand side. Stops on the wing right. Comes out front to Plankenhorn. Left hand side quickly to Olich. Olich looks down low, trying to get the ball to Klug. Can't find him. Back out front quickly to Scott. Scott right hand side to Plankenhorn as the Tornado's gone kind of small here. Ball out front to Torres. Torres drives left-hand side. Comes down all the way. He's surrounded by Jesse. Ball out front. Gives the ball up to Scott. Scott slides to the left-hand side. Tries to get by Jesse. Does. Finds a way. Lays one up off. No good. Rebound chased down by Jesse at the buzzer. It was a shot clock went off. Minute 10 left-hand side. Three-point attempt from the wing on the left-hand side by DeShane. No good. Olich pulls the board down. Hands it off to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn on the fly. Crosses left-hand side to Klug. Get into the corner, left-hand side. Shot is up for 3, off no good, and a rebound. Deflected, whistle, ball came out. We got a foul called. Foul called on Torres, number 1. That'll be his second of the night. First team foul on the Tornado in this period. Not much of a factor with 51 seconds left. DeShane back on the attack. Goes right-hand side to McKittrick. Bounce pass out front to Jesse. Left-hand side then to McLean. McLean top of the key. Shot is up. Just short. No good. McKittrick rebounds in the paint. Turns. Floats one up. That's good. And McKittrick finds a couple for the Grants Pass Cavemen. His first two of the night. 48-39. 32 seconds on the clock. Olich going to bring the ball down after getting the inbounds play from Plankenhorn. Olich right-hand side. And again, and they show a modified four corners right now. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Torres. Out front then to Plankenhorn. Calls a play. 17 seconds. About ready to make something happen here. Up to the 13-second mark. 12, 11. Bounce pass left-hand side to Klug at the high post. Klug spins. Tries to drive by Jesse. Does. Double-teamed at the basket. Misses the shot. Gets the rebound. Puts it back up and in. So Klug gets his sixth field goal. He's got 15 points in the basketball game. At the end of 3, it's 50-39, and we'll be right back with the third and fourth period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Interestingly enough, the third period, dead even, 12 apiece. How that one was scored, but it's still 50-39. Grants Pass on the short end of it and have 8 minutes to make up that margin. Tornado ball to start the third period here, brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. And Plankenhorn throws it into the backcourt quickly to Torres. DeShane with him shoulder to shoulder as the two number ones battle. Torres into the forecourt, right front court. Tries to get by DeShane. Can't. Hands the ball off, though, quickly to Klug. Right front court, moving with the basketball against Bruner. Grise gets a step up. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound, Olich back up, won't good. And a foul called underneath by either McKittrick or Jesse, I believe. Official coming to the sidelines will let us know. And it's on McKittrick. So McKittrick will pick up his first of the basketball game. First team foul this period on the Grants Pass Caveman. And the official comes over and is talking to Jesse, and Jesse is making his points. Shot is up by Olich. It's up and good. His first trip to the free throw line. He's got 13 points and one more coming. Coach and the official still talking. And the second shot is also good. 7 for 7 from the free throw line for the Tornado. DeShane into the forecourt, top of the key, reverses direction, comes back into the corner to McLean, right-hand side, lobs it right-hand side to Jesse, pumps it over to McKittrick for three, just misses, rebound chased into the corner by McLean. McLean head fakes, tries to get Scott off, and has room along the baseline, spins, elevates, shot is up, off, no good, draws the foul, just going to attack the basketball and get to the free throw line. And the foul called on Scott, Dylan Scott, that'll be his first of the basketball game. At the free throw line, Gavin McLean, an 83% shooter with 11 points tonight, 1 for 2 at the charity stripe so far this evening. Shot is up, off the front of the iron. Morgan and Rosetta return to the lineup. So we've got Bruner, Morgan, McLean, Jesse, and Rosetta. Starters for Grants Pass. One more shot coming for McLean. Shot is up and rims it out. 1 for 4, throwing the basketball from the charity stripe. Torres back down the right-hand side for the Tornado. Bold pass out front, gives the ball up to Klug. Klug backs away from the defense. Still moving with the basketball, slides to the right-hand side, gives the ball off to Scott. Scott hands off to Olich as they go to that shuffle out front, back and forth to Klug. Now Klug tries to drive, elevates at the top of the key. It's short. Ball right into the hands of Jesse for Grant's pass. And Jayden brings it down. Long pass up right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner attacks the rim. Rolls off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta. He goes up, gets the shot up, and he is fouled. So Rosetta gets his 10th point in the basketball game and a chance for more at the charity stripe while the foul has been called on number 4, Olich. So Olich will pick up his first of the basketball game. At the charity stripe is Jordan Rosetta. And I think we've got timeout called. 6:49 to play here in the basketball game. 52-41. Grants Pass down by 11. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. 52-41. It's an 11-point game right now here in the fourth period with about 6:49 showing on the clock. On the floor for Grants Pass right now, Gavin McLean, Jayden Jesse, Jordan Rosetta, Peyton Bruner, and Luke Morgan. Now Coach Jesse has one of the other officials here and is bending it a little bit. At the free throw line, Rosetta getting one more shot here. Takes his time and whistle stops the action first. A little procedure call. That little guy likes to be in charge. That's the talking about the official. I mean, he's shorter than I am. Rosetta's shot is up and good. So Rosetta with 11 points tonight makes it a 10-point game. Torres with the basketball for the Tornado into the forecourt, right-hand side Tries to drive, gives the ball off to Scott, right-hand side, bounce pass down low. Bounced off somebody, I think, off of Bruner. Slapped by one of the Tornadoes that went by. Going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds on the inline. Far end of the floor, that's Jesse to Rosetta. Back to Jesse, and Jaden brings the ball down. Uncontested, crosses the timeline, right at center court here. Five right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner on the wing. Out front then to Morgan. Left-hand side to McLean. Down low, ball in the corner. Left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta attacks the basket right-hand side. First shot is up, no good. Second shot is up and good. And Rosetta with the basketball has 13 points again. 52-44, 6:12 on the clock. Torres walks the ball down. Right-hand side for the Tornado. Ball right-hand side. Ball in the hands of Scott. Turns, drives. Can't do it. Hands the ball off to Olich. Olich back to Torres. Torres calls a different play. The reset comes. Gets a pick. Drives all the way. Shoots off balance. Off no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Good defense that time by Grant's pass. Rosetta into the forecourt. Still moving with the basketball. Shovels right-hand side to McLean. McLean brings Bruner out to the wing right-hand side. Bruner spins. Drives the paint. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Rosetta. Head fakes. Gets into the paint. Goes all the way up, four-footer up off glass, and it's good. And Rosetta asserting himself. He's got 15 points to lead Grant's pass scoring. Whistle stops the action. Foul called on Rosetta. So Rosetta will pick up his fourth of the basketball game. Scott brings the ball down for the Tornado. Gives it out front then to Healy, left-hand side to Plankenhorn. Down low to Klug. Klug in the paint, goes up with a shot that is good, and Klug answers. He's got 17 points, 54-46. Grant's pass trailing by nine now. McLean out front with the basketball. Right-hand side to Bruner. Bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan hard to the glass, and Morgan finds two. 54-48. 4:56 to play. Grant's pass closing that gap a little bit. Out front with the basketball is Scott. Jesse with him, eyeball to eyeball. Lobs the ball left-hand side to Klug. Klug head fakes, tries to get by Bruner, can't do it. Gives the ball off to Blankenhorn. Blankenhorn tries to penetrate, left-hand side quickly to Healy. Healy tries to get by Morgan, can't do it. Shoots over him, and it's off, no good. Rebound to Grant's pass again. A good defensive stand by Grant's pass. 54-48 for the man in blue. Jesse out front with the basketball. Right front court comes to McLean. McLean right-hand side. Looks down low. Ball out front to Bruner. Between the circles. Left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta looks, spins. Flips the ball out front to McLean. Top of the key. Down low then to Morgan. Morgan hard to the glass. Won't go. Couldn't get the rebound back. Taken away by Healy. Gives the ball right back to Blankenhorn. To Scott. And the Tornado come back looking for more at the four-minute mark. Crosses the timeline out front. Takes his time, but gets a pick from Healy. Drives the right-hand side. Loses the basketball. There's a race for it. Scott wins it. Gets the ball back to Klug. Klug flips the ball into the corner for three. This one's just off. No good. Klug high for the rebound. Pulls it down and a foul called underneath. This will go against Grant's pass. We'll see who. If that's Rosetta, I have that as his fifth. Timeout has been called by the Grants Pass Caveman. 3:45 to play. And we'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back here. Their buzzer just sounded good, calling the teams back to the floor, but they give them a little bit of extra time here back and forth. 54-48 the margin right now, but Rosetta stays in the game, so that must just be his fourth. We'll check the, just showing it as his fourth. I had it as his fifth. Yes, I've made mistakes before. I'll never admit it, though. Inbounds play from the end line for the Tornado. Lobbed way out front there to Klug, right in the center circle. Klug squares off against Bruner. Klug slides to the left-hand side. Rosetta picks him up at that point. Caveman showing that 2-3 zone. Klug steps in, tries to get by Rosetta. Looks in the corner, flips the ball right back to Scott. Scott can't penetrate. Gets by the defense, lays one up. That's no good. Rebound taken down by Jesse. Back on the fly for Grant's pass. 3-on-3, left-hand side to Rosetta. Hard to the glass. It's up and good, and it was fouled. So Rosetta picks up his 17th point and goes back to the free throw line. And the foul is called on number 24. That's Healy. Healy, either that is his first. It is. So Rosetta at the free throw line right now. 1-for-2. 62% shooter coming in. Actually, just shot is up. This is his second one, and it's good. 18 points for Rosetta. His previous high was 16 against Sheldon. So another high game for, offensively anyway, for Rosetta. He's been a factor all night long. Back to three now with 3:17 to play. Game is up for grabs right now. Ball in the hands of Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn right-hand side. Crosses the timeline. Content to use up some time. Ball goes right-hand side quickly to Scott. Scott with the basketball out front quickly to Klug. Klug keeps the ball himself. Right back to Plankenhorn, left-hand side. Drives to the baseline. Kicks it back out front to Klug. Klug looks out front. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Klug left-hand side. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Plankenhorn drives. Flips the ball left-hand side. Shot is up at 1 second off. No good. I don't think it hit the buzzer. It didn't matter. The Caveman have it back quickly in the hands of Jesse. And Jesse comes right back with the Caveman down by three with less than 3 minutes to play. Ball right-hand side to Bruner. Out front then to McLean. Left-hand side to Rosetta. Gives the ball down low to Morgan. Morgan tries to power one up. He draws the foul. Healy got him on the wrist. That'll be the second on Healy. Going to the free throw line is Luke Morgan. Now, Morgan's free throw percentage officially is about 43%, but he's streaky, and he can hit a bunch in a row here. Shot is up. Oh. 6 points so far tonight. One more shot coming for Morgan. Two dribbles, picks the ball up, focuses, follow through, got it. 7 points for Luke tonight. Timeout called by the Grants Pass. Caveman now down by two. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Fourth quarter going to be brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Being brought to you by Abby's Pizza. Tip of the hat, Abby's. They're home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and the Williams Highway. Both doesn't matter. Call 541-476-2133 to have your favorite pizza delivered. Call right now, and perhaps by the time the game is over, you'll have one of those fresh Abby's Pizza. Now, their Hawaiian is great. I'm not sure what the specialism is this month. The last month it was Hawaiian. My personal favorite is the mushroom pepperoni olive. They can tell them Chuck sent you. From KAJO, 541-476-2133 for Abby's Pizza. Call them now. 54-52, Grants Pass down by two with 2 minutes and 26 seconds left to play. When play is resumed, it's going to be Tornado basketball. Token pressure in the backcourt as Jesse keeps everybody honest. Plankenhorn walks down, crosses the timeline right at center court. Goes left-hand side to Healy. Healy looks down low for a cutter. Back out front then to Plankenhorn. Plankenhorn right-hand side to Caveman in a man-to-man defense. Morgan hanging out real low all the time. To the right-hand side, Scott with the basketball. Curtis with the basketball. Gives it up front to Klug. Klug back to Plankenhorn. 7 6 seconds on the shot clock. Moving to right-hand side. Long three by Plankenhorn. Off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta. Rosetta looks for help. Brings the ball down himself. Sees Jesse there, gives him the basketball, and takes his position on the wing left-hand side. McLean at the high post. Rosetta on the wing, left-hand side. Gives it to McLean, top of the key, right-hand side. Then to Bruner. Bruner bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan muscles one up off glass, and it's good for Morgan. Back within 1 point. We are tied at 54 with a minute and a half to play. Blankenhorn brings the ball down. Crosses the timeline. 54-54 all. Blankenhorn drives the right-hand side. Goes left-hand side to Klug. Klug turns, looks at the clock, attacks. Stripped to the basketball by Jesse. Jesse brings it down all the way. Gets to the paint, lays one over the front edge of the rim. The Cavemen lead it for the first time tonight. The Cavemen with Jesse's layup. 56-54. Grants Pass leads with a minute left. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Well, the Cavemen turned up the defense here in the second half, actually in the fourth period, and have taken the lead right now, 56-54, with a minute left to play in the basketball game. And inbounds play in the backcourt comes from Olich to Blankenhorn. Jesse keeping honest in the backcourt. Blankenhorn drives, tries to get by Kent, out front quickly to Healy with the basketball. Healy surrounded by Rosetta. Home fans right on my eyes here, really kicking up the sound. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Blankenhorn. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Moves to left-hand side. Less than a minute to play on the drive. Elevate shot is up and good. We're tied. So Blankenhorn gets his 10th point in the basketball game. Inbounds play quickly in the backcourt comes to Bruner. Bruner into the forecourt. 31 seconds on the clock. Tied at 56. He'll look for the last shot here. Shot clock doesn't matter. Both it's equal. Ball out front. Timeout taken by head coach Joel Jesse. We'll be back with a final call here. I believe it's going to be the final call. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. 21.6 seconds left in the basketball game. We are tied at 56. The Cavemen have the basketball, and the shot clock stands at 21 seconds. All right, get close to your radio, folks. Just going to decide it here pretty quickly. And the Cavemen send out Rosetta, Bruner, McLean, Jesse, and Morgan. Those have been the starters tonight. Rosetta will make the inbounds play from the sideline. About halfway between the end line and the timeline. Little screen set up with Jesse and Bruner out front. And McLean breaks behind that into the backcourt. Picks up the basketball back in their own free throw line. Crosses the timeline now. 17 seconds goes left-hand side to Rosetta. Back out front to McLean. McLean holds the basketball. Comes back right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan back out to Bruner in the paint. Bruner hard to the glass. Shot is up and in and out. Mo goal. Rebound Klug. 3 seconds and timeout has been called by the Tornado. 3.1 seconds left. The Tornado have the basketball inbounds in the backcourt and have called a full timeout here. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reach Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Here's the situation, folks. We are tied at 56. There are 3.1 seconds left here in the contest and regulation. The Tornado will have the ball inbounds, I believe, at the end line, far end of the floor. So they've got 3.1 seconds to get it down close and get a shot up in order to win it. Right now, we'll see. And we're going to have another timeout here. And the Cavemen send out Morgan, Bruner, McLean, Jesse, and DeShane. That's almost a surprise. Did I get that right?
I did.
Okay. 3.1 seconds. So we're looking at defense here. Down low. Full court pressure by the Grants Pass Cavemen. That defensive chant coming up from the Grants Pass fans directly behind us here. Inbounds play coming from Plankenhorn. And gets the ball stolen away by DeShane. Spins and fires. Shot is at the buzzer. No good. Rebound was picked up by Bruner, put it back up and in, but the buzzer had already sounded. No good. We get bonus basketball tonight with regulation tied up at 56. We'll be back and get this second half started right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
In the fourth period, the Grants Pass Cavemen held the Black Tornado to just 6 points in the fourth period while scoring 17 themselves. If they can continue that pace for this next 4 minutes of overtime, well, get close to your radios, folks. They'll move back to the center of the court and against them. We'll have a jump ball. So Bruner and Ollich going to square off again. Ollich won the first one. And there's some confusion about which way everybody's going. So everybody's reversing directions right now. Cavemen will be going left to right across your radio dial. Tornado will be defending right to left. So ball high in the air, about even. And it was tipped twice by Ollich and caught by Ollich. He can't do that. So it's going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds my half court mark. And McLean is over to make the inbounds play. Jesse in the backcourt with him. Uncontested at this point. Now Plankenhorn moves into the backcourt. And Jesse backs away from him and takes the inbounds pass into the forecourt quickly. Moves off to the right-hand side. Double high post by the Cavemen. Stepping out of the post is Bruner. Bruner to the free throw line. Elevates from there. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Plankenhorn rebounds for the Tornado. Brings the ball back, calling a play as he moves on down the floor. Crosses the timeline, right front court. Stops there. Out front quickly to Healy. Left-hand side to Ollich. Ollich with the basketball, looks down low. Out front quickly to Curtis. Right-hand side, then to Healy again. Healy way out on the wing, right-hand side. Spins, hands the ball off to Curtis. Plankenhorn. Back right-hand side to Klug on the wing, right-hand side. He backs away. Out front again to Plankenhorn. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Five. Plankenhorn, left-hand side, gives the ball back to Klug, too. Shot is elevated and off at the buzzer. Rebound into the hands of McLean for Grants Pass. McLean into the forecourt. Ball's a play in the right front court. Gets a little pick from Morgan, drives the right-hand side. Back to the left-hand side. Back right corner now to Bruner. Bruner high post to Morgan. Morgan looks for a cutter down low. Back left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta into the paint. Kicks the ball back out to Jesse. Jesse slides down the lane. It's tied up by Healy. They're going to call it a jump ball in the alternate possession rule. It'll go back to the Tornado. So Tornado's ball inbounds from the inline far into the floor. Head coach Jesse doing a lot of coaching the last 10, 15 minutes. Plankenhorn in the backcourt for the Tornado. The Tornado slide down across the timeline out front. Puts the ball on the floor. Goes left-hand side to Olich. Olich looks down low out front then to Klug. Klug looks down low. Back left-hand side to Healy. Then in the corner left-hand side to... That's Curtis with the basketball. Back right-hand side to Klug. Right front court. They run that clock down 10 seconds, 9 seconds on the shot clock. Out front again. Gives the ball right back. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Bullet pass down low to Healy. Spins and fires at one. Missed everything. Ball comes down into the hands of Morgan. Quickly up to McLean. McLean on the drive. Left-hand side in the paint. Gives the ball to Jesse. Back out front to Bruner. Bruner. Right-hand side then to McLean on the wing. Looks down low. Out front to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball. Left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta. Here's the ball down low. Loose basketball picked up by the Tornado. That's Klug on the fly down the right-hand side, and he is fouled by Bruner. So Bruner will pick up the infraction. That'll be his second of the basketball game. Inbounds play from the sidelines. Healy is over to make the play about 15 feet down from the timeline. And timeout taken by the Tornado. A look at the scoreboard here. Still tied at 56, a minute 46 to play. In overtime, we'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Overtime caveman basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. You get a little bonus, a little free basketball tonight, folks. Inbounds play for the Tornado. Coming about 20 feet down from the timeline. They're into the floor, and they'll toss it into the backcourt to Blankenhorn, and he'll pick the ball up with a minute 45. Ball coming down. Shot clock is running. Drives to the right-hand side. Caveman in a man-to-man. Stops there. Spins, looks for help. Bounce pass inside quickly to Olich. Olich lobs the ball way out front to Klug. Klug saves it from going out of bounds. Left front court. Working with the basketball. Slides down. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Out front to Curtis. Back to Klug. Klug has a lane. Goes up. Lays one up and in. So Klug finds the first points in the overtime. He's got 19 in the contest. A minute 13. Caveman down by two here in overtime. Jesse out front. Getting some instructions from his coach. Drives back, looked inside. High post to Morgan. Morgan, bullet pass down low to McLean. McLean misses underneath. No good. McLean goes to the floor. And I think he'll go to the free throw line. Foul called on Curtis. So Curtis will pick up his third of the basketball game. At the free throw line, Gavin McLean, normally an 83% free throw shooter, one of four tonight with 11 points in the contest so far. 59 seconds left in overtime. Shot is up. Good. It's a one-point game, 58-57. One more shot coming for McLean. Three bounces, four bounces. Looks, focuses. Good. We're tied. Tied at 58, and we've got another timeout call. This is a full minute. 59 seconds left. We are tied at 58, and we'll be back after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
59.2 seconds left in overtime, tied at 58. The Tornado and the Cavemen, two long-time rivals. I think this rivalry is probably the longest, certainly in Southern Oregon, maybe throughout Oregon. These two teams have been playing each other, certainly in football, since the early 1900s. Basketball probably just as long. Double team in the backcourt against the Tornado. Bruner and Morgan both back there, but the ball does come into Klug. 54 seconds, clock is running. Klug comes down with the... Everything tied up right now at 58 to the right-hand side. Gives the ball left-hand side to Olich from 23 feet and nails it. So Olich gets on his fifth three of the night, and the Cavemen down by three, 61 to 58. Timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. A look at the scoreboard with 33.8 seconds left to play. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
61-58, the score. Grants Pass down by three on a three-point shot by Olich. Throwing Olich. One, two, three, four, five. He's got 5 3-pointers tonight. 15, 16, 17 points and 2 free throws. So the Cavemen will have the ball inbounds, I believe, just in front of the end of the Cavemen bench, just about 10 feet away from us. Jesse will make the inbounds play. And the Cavemen don't put anybody close to him. 33 seconds to get off a three-point shot to tie it again. Inbounds play comes to Morgan, right-hand side. Has the ball slapped away by Olich. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds again from just about 10 feet down from where it was before. So Jesse just in front of us, head coach there, trying to get the ball inbounds. Does so to Morgan. Spins 30 seconds on the clock. Morgan hands the ball to Bruner. Bruner drives right-hand side. Goes all the way. Lays one up. That is good. So Bruner gets his 10th point in the basketball game. Inbounds play comes to, and a foul called underneath. Came to Plankenhorn. I believe Jesse was the one who fouled him. That's the call. So Jesse gets his second infraction of the basketball game. 16 seconds left. The inbounds play will be coming from the Tornado against the full court pressure, with the Cavemen trailing by one, 61-60. And Torres is going to make the inbounds play, and they go into a shuffle right now. Long pass down to Plankenhorn into the forecourt quickly. Lob pass into the corner right-hand side, and a whistle stops the action immediately. And Grants Pass foul almost immediately, probably, according to instructions, 11.6 seconds. And the foul again called on Jesse. So Jesse will pick up his third, going to the free throw line, is number three. Easton Curtis, first trip. He has not scored tonight. Has significant minutes, three fouls, but hasn't figured into my scoring line. Shot is up. Good. There's one more shot, and that makes it a two-point game, 62-60. One more shot. Shot is up and good. It's a three-point game, 63-60, with 11 seconds for Grant's pass. Ball in the hands of McLean coming down. Has room, moves to left-hand side, looking for a three-point shot. Gives the ball to Jesse. Jesse backs away to Morgan, right-hand side to Bruner. Didn't get the shot off in time, no good. The Tornado have won it 63-60, the final score. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Head coach Jesse has joined us. And coach, that must be a heartbreaker right now. Turned up the defense in the second half, but just couldn't quite get a shot to fall at the critical time in overtime.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts right now?
Peyton got a good look at the end of regulation. Unfortunately, he didn't hit it, but it was a great look. And then when we got to overtime, some of the guys we were running into place to just couldn't come through. We were running the right plays and getting the guys the ball in the right spots, and we missed some crucial free throws in the second half again, especially early where they could have helped us just a little bit. But we lost tonight because we weren't like focused like we usually are on the defensive side. And as you could tell, we don't normally give up, a lot of points, and we just allowed them to get downhill all night and allowed them to shoot set shots, and they got super confident and hit some big shots. Plankenhorn hit one while we're up two to put them basically into overtime, and then number four hit that three-pointer at the end to kind of seal it. So two big plays by number four. I can't remember his name.
Knowledge.
Yep. And then Plank at the end of the first half. That's all on us. And that's not our style of defense. And we paid the price tonight for it.
They hit eight threes and were perfect from the free throw line, 9 for 9. There's your game right there.
Yeah, that will win you ball games. You don't miss a three. That's a tough night for anybody to play against.
All right, let this one go and look ahead. We've got the South Eugene Axe coming into Heater Newman Gym Friday night.
Yeah.
You mentioned in the pregame that you figure your a home court advantage can be as much as 10 points. So are you 10-0 against South Eugene on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Chuck, right now. I mean, our boys are literally drained. You know, not having T-Mac tonight was a huge downer for us, unfortunately. You know, this the things that we could have done with him would have been a lot easier with the style that he brings and the toughness that he brings to our team. And it's really unfortunate to lose a player like that, you know, during a important game like this. But if we don't have T-Mac, you know, I don't know, because South Eugene becomes a whole lot faster to guard. And you saw tonight Jordan Rosetta, you know, being on some of those quick guards didn't necessarily kill us, but also put us out of rotation on some things, like that last shot that number four hit. That was just a rotation situation between Jordan and Luke, because usually those two don't switch, and that was just kind of a miscommunication between the two. And we don't have those type of things when T-Mac's on ball and stuff like that. So I don't know. You know, 10 points home court without one of your starters, you know, I think Jordan did a phenomenal job stepping up tonight. I think Grady McKittrick gave us some good minutes, and James gave us some good minutes in time of need. But, you know, at the end of the day, we just, I don't know. We may need 20, Chuck. We may need 20, but I don't know. So,
do we have any indication that if T-Mac will be back or not?
No, not yet. Not yet, unfortunately. He may be back tomorrow. He may be out for 2 to 3 weeks. I just don't know at this point. He's sick and trying to figure out how to get through it and stuff like that. So I'll have a little bit more information hopefully tomorrow or the next day. But, you know, the boys that played, you know, we had, like I said, we had a shot. Peyton had a great shot towards the end of that, and it just barely hit the back of the rim. I thought it was in. So, you know, that's just kind of the way that the game of basketball goes, the game of inches.
That's it. And the guys left – I don't think they left – I think they probably left it all out on the floor, didn't they?
Second half they did, yeah, Chuck. Yeah. I'm super proud of the boys. You know, Jaden, Luke.
Held a tornado to 6 points in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Yeah, that third point kicked our butt, though.
That's the one. All right.
So
– Coach,
right.
Let's rejoin
thank
your
you.
Players once again. Thank
Appreciate
you very
it.
Much for your time.
Yep.
All of you stay tuned. We'll be back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's get started here. Time to recap tonight's stats, courtesy of the Indoor Airman, an energy conservation specialist. Once again, the Caveman trailed at the end of the first period, 17-16. We're outscored in the second period, 21-10, to make it 38-27. The third period was dead even at 12 apiece. Made the score 50-39 at the end of three, tied at regulation when the Cavemen outscored the Tornado 17-6 in the fourth period, but were outscored in overtime 7-4, 63-60, the final score. Grants Pass scoring came on 25 field goals, 2 3-pointers. Grants Pass was 6 of 10 from the free throw line. That's 60% compared to, and 6 fouls against the Cavemen, 10 fouls whistled against the Tornado. Tornado scoring came on 23 field goals, 8 3-pointers. They were 9 for 9 from the free throw line. That's 100%, and were whistled for 10 fouls. Their leading scorer, I believe, was Klug. It was. He had 8 field goals and 3 free throws to make it 19 points. Olich had the 5 3-pointers for 15 points, 17 points. He had 2 free throws also. And Miguel Torres had 9 points. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, Luke Morgan ended the night with 9 points, 4 field goals, 1 for 2 shooting from the free throw line, and 2 fouls. Gavin McLean had 4 field goals, 2 threes, was 3 of three of six from the free throw line for 13 points. Peyton Bruner had 10 points on five field goals and two fouls. Jaden Jesse, 6 points and three fouls. Zach Deshane, 1 2-point field goal. Grady McKittrick, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. And Jordan Rosetta had 8 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 18 points. That's his biggest night as a caveman so far. He was whistled for 4 fouls in the basketball game. And we'll have more right after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back once again, everybody. So we'll tip our hats to the Indoor Airman. We've given you all of our stats so far, so we'll talk about the player of the game brought to you by our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change right now. And as we look through it, there's a lot of good performances right now with the Grants Pass Caveman putting up, let me see, 3 men in double figures, 1 with 9 points. Just couldn't quite get over the hump in the overtime game. At any rate, that's the situation. We'll look at a lot of different things and name a player of the game right after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Seacasa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our gym is clearing out quickly here, so we're going to clear out quickly, too. Our player of the game, again, the freshman here with 8 field goals, 2 for 2 shooting from the free throw line, 4 fouls tonight, picked up 17 points, lots of rebounds. I don't have the number of rebounds, but defensively, also some blocked shots in there. Jordan Rosetta all over the floor again, even brought the ball down the floor several times. So that's our situation. And our player of the game, freshman Jordan Rosetta, gets his highest scoring game so far as a Grants Pass Caveman. So, well, that's been brought to you by our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reach Charter School's first-ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the loss tonight drops Grants Pass into a 5-3 record in conference, 11-9 overall. We'll see where that puts them in the standings as we get ready for next Friday night. Once again, see you at Heater Newman Gym. Tip-off is scheduled for 6:45 when we entertain the South Eugene Axe at Heater Newman Gym. Well, for Ryan Diotti, Staffing Radio Control, executive producer is Carl Wilson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you of the final score tonight in overtime. It's the Tornado over Grants Pass's Caveman, 63-60. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.